Eita, Orlando, Epico, Muria, Zimbabwe, Kwazwai, Chagaza Moshe, Zimbabwe Moshe, Yigutibana Gushelo, Little of Sakulayo, Oshelo, The Connection, Lilami, O Mike Hove. Welcome, 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 Zimbabwe Moshe, to The Connection, a Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Today is Tuesday, the 22nd of October, 2019, and we're coming to you live from Studio 7, Voice of America, Lape, Washington, D.C. Zimbabwe Moshe. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Once again, Muria Zimbabwe, Ndinom Gamchiram Chirongwa Chelu Chewe Chitiki, Ushelo The Connection, Lilami Mike Hove, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth-related. Tonight on The Connection, we focus on something that government claims is crippling the Zimbabwean economy, and organizations such as SADC seem to agree. Tonight, I talk to my panel of youth about the sanctions placed on certain government officials, ZANU-PF officials, and certain Zimbabwean entities by countries such as the United States of America and, of course, organizations such as the EU, the European Union. The 25th of October 2019 has been set aside by member states of the SADC, that is the Southern African Development Committee, and, of course, the Zimbabwean government included, as a day that they'll be launching what they're calling the anti-sanctions campaign against the sanctions once again placed on ZANU-PF officials, placed on some members of the Zimbabwean government, and of course placed on some entities that are linked to the Zimbabwean government. Now, this is bound to happen this Friday, Zimbabwe Moshe, 25 October. That's where everything is going to be going down. In actual fact, uhulumende we Zimbabwe, umongameli Emmerson Ndambuzo Mnangagwa, today actually uthe hayi ngempela ngomhlaka 25, on the 25th, it's going to be a public holiday. Why they chose to do that, kuthiwa hayi sifisa ukunikeza wonke umuntu uZulu wonke ithuba lokuthi baphume ngobuningi babo beyotshengisela emigwaqweni. Now, are you going to be a part of that? I look to hear more from Nina Igakuluaza Balalili Betu Abase Zimbabwe. Now, on our youth program today, not only do we look to unpack the meaning of these sanctions, kodwa sifisa ukuzwa kini Zulu kwandaba ngifisa ukuxoxa labontanga nevechitiki kuthi bathana ngiro ukuthi ivo sevechitiki, how are these sanctions affecting them? However, I'm looking to hear most importantly from you, Muriye Zimbabwe, kuthi aiwa nemsechishanu mso 25 October muchange muchibuda here ne uwandu wenyu muchinoratidzira. However, Mtsokazo Moshe, before we delve deeper into tonight's topic, let us head over to an event that was hosted by Ibandla Elibusayo, Ibandla ZANU-PF. Earlier on today, abantu abasakhulayo abebandla ZANU-PF had an event whereby they opened their doors to different civic organizations and political players to discuss the topic that we're having today, the anti-sanctions campaign. So let us head over to Usali Ngoni, a young entrepreneur who is the co-founder of the Broad Alliance Against Sanctions. Now, Mtsokazo Moshe, I have to put this disclaimer and shout out to these guys for that. This footage that we're about to play is courtesy of Open Parley. So if you're looking to watch the whole thing of what you're about to watch, feel free to check out their Facebook page, Open Parley. Let's take a look.
Sanctions were imposed on Zimbabwe after we took our land, after we did the land reform program. The United States, the UK and the Western powers, they saw it as a noble cause to impose illegal sanctions on Zimbabwe because we had taken what rightfully belongs to us. And in the past, I can say 2 decades, the mantra has been that the sanctions are targeted. Perhaps as an ordinary citizen, I would like to say the sanctions missed their target. And they targeted us as the vulnerable and ordinary citizens of Zimbabwe. Those who are on the sanctions list have never starved. They've never slept without eating. Their children go to school every day. But it's the ordinary in the vulnerable groups of society. We have suffered from these sanctions. It is what perpetuated us as the young people of Zimbabwe to say, let's take the fight to the doorstep of America, because they are the ones who enacted and acted this there upon us. And that's why we have been camped at the American Embassy since the 29th of March. Thank you.
Shout out to Open Pali for letting us use their footage. They broadcasted, like I mentioned earlier on, the entire meeting. So if you're looking to watch that, check it out on their Facebook page, Open Pali. Now, Mthokazo Mohle, as mentioned by Usali Ngoni, members of ZANU-PF firmly believe ukuthi the sanctions placed on some Zimbabwean entities, some government officials, and some members of ZANU-PF, they, of course, like they keep saying, are illegal. This has been a sentiment that's been echoed through time and time and time. Even ngesikhathi sikaMongameli uRobert Mugabe engakashoni, he liar, he used to say the same thing. He said, hayi, izinto zenotho, they're ungekho emthethweni, hansi aiwa, these are illegal. However, the current American ambassador to Zimbabwe, uBrian Nichols, begs to differ, uthi hayi, cha, lokho akusilona iqiniso, hansi ichocho athi sichokwadi. He had an interview with a VOA's Marvelous Mhlanganya, who quite a long time ago. However, he brought out Nyayema sanctions, he explained in depth what the sanctions are all about. Let's take a look.
The U.S. policy toward Zimbabwe has a number of elements, but one of those elements is legal, that's ZIDERA. Put it as simply as I can, if Zimbabwe fulfills the requirements of its 2013 constitution, it will meet the requirements of ZIDERA. ZIDERA covers lending by international organizations to Zimbabwe and forgiveness of the debt that Zimbabwe has to those organizations and countries in the Paris Club. The sanctions that exist are executive branch sanctions on 154 individuals and entities, and it prevents people from the United States or through the United States economic system from providing economic benefits to those people, or can prevent them from traveling to the United States. So there are two different areas, but Zimbabwe's progress in building a democracy that respects the tenets of the 2013 Constitution is the key thing that it needs to do.
And before, this is my last question, I'm going back again to sanctions. Generally, people in Zimbabwe believe that sanctions hurt the ordinary person on the street, not the ones that are on the target list. What can you say about that?
Well, Zimbabwe has an opportunity for growth, and the sanctions really do affect specific individuals. Yes. Decisions on investment in Zimbabwe are driven by the economic conditions in Zimbabwe, the rule of law, the assurances that people's investments will be protected, that they have the right to have majority ownership in their businesses. Those are the kinds of things that the private sector is interested in. There is a significant interest in investment in Zimbabwe, but investors want to see the reforms that have been talked about implemented. We need to see the implementation and action on the reforms, not just a list of reforms that are proposed.
Thank you very much, Mr. Nichols.
Thank you very much for having me.
That was an interview that VOA's Marvelous Mhlanganya, shout out, did with the ambassador to the U.S. ambassador to Zimbabwe, Ambassador Brian Nichols. Saka, Mwuriye Zimbabwe, anzi mswa 25 October, mswa chishanu, mshaka 25 October, anzi le urumende Zimbabwe ichange iri National Public Holiday, anzi Anti-Sanctions Day. Tonight, I look to hear from you, Zimbabwe Mohle, Mthokazo Mohle. How do you feel about the sanctions? Njalo, most importantly, are these sanctions the thing that are actually crippling umnotho welizwe? If you're looking to join us tonight on The Connection, you can text me on WhatsApp on +1 202 465 0318. Lilako njalo, ungkuma live eklingweni on +1 202 619 2077. However, Mthokazo Mohle, Zimbabwe Mohle, just as I announced, every Tuesday we're broadcasting live on radio for our radio fanatics. We're live on 909 Medium Wave frequency sikhona njalo ku 4930 uyeje pa 15460 kilohertz pa shortwave, and on the internet we're live streaming as we speak on our three web pages, those being www.voashana.com, www.voazimbabwe.com, and of course www.voaw.com. So mthwakazi omuhle, if you're looking to join us, feel free to check us out on our three web pages njalo ku radio. Pinda mchirongwa, lila ko sikona njalo, damsha kuhlelo lito la wasakulayo, uhlelo The Connection, lila mi umai kowe. Heita, 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 hola, ndeipiko, hamazangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Owe. Tanki, 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 abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1 202 465 0318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is at Big Mike 3, BigMyke3. All right, Twitter and Instagram at Big Mike 3. But for the next hour, Muria Zimbabwe, Tripano Pama Page, my tattoo, VOA Shana, VOA Endeavor, in Jalogo, VOA Studio 7. Sakamsa Kangale, Kushere Chirongwa, Kutok Tonino, Wandu, Kanamchina, Pinam Chirongwa, Mokansa, Unyora, Jacare, Numbers, and Narimboja, Tok Fuenrai, Kutimu, Pinam Chirongwa, Mutuzo, Mound Rain. But Zimbabwe Mushe, let's now dive into the topic that we have today. And joining me live via Skype, Mumutong Sakulayo, Uevanda Elibusayo, Ivanda Elezanu PF, Umnumzana Ufara. Muvuti. Farai, as keep on put us sharp in.
I'm feeling about feeling.
I'm in a sharp in Janipil.
It's grand. Thanks for having me, by the way.
Great. It's been a while since you've been on the program, so welcome back.
Yes, indeed. No, thank you. Thank you for having me.
So, as Tintenu Tabalukone Kutuin Farai, earlier on I was able to host one of our programs, Let's Talk Gajikurukure, where we're talking to youth about the same issue. And it seems as though the first thing that was highlighted was Zimbabwe. A lot of youth are really not satisfied with the way the government has handled things, are really not satisfied with the way the government is running the show. In actual fact, some have come onto the show and said, Aiwa, we're Zeraima sanctions, add more sanctions until Uhulumende starts acting accordingly. You as a young person who's part of the ZANU-PF, ungathi ngombono wakho?
Okay, well, firstly, of course, thank you for having me yet again. I think what I can say with regards to that, the community of young people that you've spoken to, of course, it's part of a democratic, we live in a plural society, so it is part of their democratic right to exercise, their own views. But I think what is critical is to always create a separation, a clear distinction between what is of national interest or what I would call fundamental interests and what the internal political issues are. When we're discussing sanctions, they are a causation of problems. They worsen the problem. They don't help you get to a better outcome. But when you're talking about the agenda of reform and the agitations to see government do better, what we should be having is a national discussion that enables us to emphasize that. But you can't do that by asking for a fundamental issue such as a sanction to be implored upon your country, to be enforced upon your country, because it doesn't aid you in terms of the outcomes that you expect. In fact, what it does is it further worsens and decays the social fabric by virtue of denying investment and denying the ability for private business to do what it does best, which is create employment. Now, when you have two situations in which, one, the government is trying to create a political reform, and two, private businesses are trying to resuscitate industry, and in order to do so, they need lower interest rates on the part of private business, but equally, government needs to be able to drive the agenda of employment as to better equip its institutions to then create deliverables as it concerns reforms. Mm. So sanctions cannot become the prerequisite of reform. Sorry, reform rather cannot become the prerequisite of sanctions removal. Mm. It is the other way around. Mm. It is creating an economic environment that enables us to grow our economy, grow and strengthen the institutions, respective institutions, whose duty it is to safeguard their national interests with regards to political reform and economic development and the betterment of the entire the society in its entirety.
Muvuthi awungichazisele into eyone bengikhangela ngilayi list la yabantu who are on the sanctions list ikakhulukazi eMelika. And Simzwile ambassador he was on marvelous once had an interview with him that we just played, and ambassador uchazile kahle wathi hayi udaba lama sanction it's something that's affecting specific entities, specific individuals.
If I asked you to defend the corruption of your company, for instance, let's pretend that Voice of America is a corrupt entity, and I ask you to justify its corruption or justify its inadequacies. You are not going to tell me. You are not going to give me a positive poem about it. A negative poem about your own entity, will you? Mm. You are going to try to defend the country you belong to, because that is his job. And I do not shun the ambassador for doing what he's paid to do. He is paid to defend the foreign policy of his country. That's why he's in the country, and that's why you call him ambassador. It is part of his job to do that. But the problem that I have is a media fabric that is not investigative in itself. I mean, one simply needs to look at Senator Jim Hinoff, who's an American, by the way, senator within the Foreign Policy Relations Committee. This is what he proposed in 2010 in what he called the Zimbabwe Sanctions Repeal Act of 2010. Mm. He says, in order to restore fully the economy of Zimbabwe and assist in the process of transition. Now, if Jim Hinoff, who is an expert in foreign policies and equally part of the Foreign Policy Relations Committee within the House of Senate, is now proposing this bill in 2010, and his suggestion is that in order for us to have Zimbabwe's economy restored, is the word he used, it means that there's an acknowledgement that there's an element of destructive aspects to the sanctions. Mm-hmm. Because one of the things that the ambassador says, which he conveniently forgot to say when he talked about the DERA in particular, he conveniently forgot to mention the executive orders and their impact in terms of bilateral relations with the companies and entities and countries that trade with America. They force them to not have any dealings. And if there is dealings with Zimbabwe in terms of trade or financial systems and so forth, there is a penalty, a sanction penalty. That deters investment. But let us pretend that your defense is correct and you're holding a list, which I deem very useless, considering that Zidera is not list-based. Zidera has lists and EU have lists. The EU ones were specific to travel bans. Zidera in particular is specific to the lending from financial institutions, as he himself described yesterday in an interview. Yes. They're specific to lending and financial impediments and a critical aspect called balance support systems, balance support payments. Now, any country that is denied this ability to be able to have access to infrastructure, by the way, we have a right to access those funds by virtue of being one of the stakeholders in these global institutions. But when denied that ability, we are then denied the capacity, government is denied its capacity to, one, to do the basic things, ukufaka amanzi, to sanitize amanzi at a borehole. Government is equally denied the ability to grow the economy. That's why Jim Hinoff himself acknowledges that we need to fully restore the economy of Zimbabwe. Why then, if the sanctions are not impactful on government and are merely targeted on individuals, why is this bill that was tabled in 2010 by Jim Hinoff pointing out the need to restore the economy if indeed it had been not destroyed?
All right, Mufuthi, what in Ubambe, I'm going to tell you about the new guest, and then I will come back to you.
Thank you.
Right, Zimbabwe Bushe, that was our Ufarai Mufuthi, Ungenele Ngempela, Ungsakulayo, Ivan Delibusai, PF. We are sure to say, into your color, he seems to highlight the position that I stated earlier on, Uthi, Ivan Delibusai, Ivan Delizanu PF, Unabata, I am a sanctions, a corner, Unge Kumtetuene, and Zaiwa, those are illegal sanctions. As Gatin Zayuki, Ivo Vichiki, Vano Rako Zero Zan, Munika, Vano Tina, Jo, Varupina Paranari, Varupina Mchirongwa, Charles Nyoni, Omo, wewe chidiki anora kodzero kuzimbabwe. Vanyoni, ndinomu kamishu na mishu wangwa shurufambe.
Aiwa,
ndine chivimbo chokutwa teruari bhoo, vari kufara vachikunzwai muri chirongwa nhasi.
Mufaro wangu kuvapano.
Right, vanyoni parunari kana kuti paSkype tine umwe wechidiki webato rezano PF ari kuUK uko vafarai muvhuti. Vamuvhuti vari kuwirirana nezvambotaurwawo neumwe musikana anga ari kuchirongwa chakarongwa nebato rezano PF nhasi anga achiti masanctions are illegal. Imi seumwe vanorwira kodzero dzevanhu especially dzevechidiki, munozvitambirawo sei izvozvo vanhu vachiti aiwa hanzi zviripo izvikaizvi, hanzi zvine chinangwa to ensure kuti nyika yeZimbabwe haibudirire?
Aiwa, uku kupenga kuri pachina, tingasoro kutenderana zviri tichitadza kuudzana chokwadi semhanza yembudzi pachina.
Saka tiudzeika mukoma, chokwadi chacho ndechipi?
Kana iye ari kuBritain ari kutaura uyo akatizei muZimbabwe achienda kuBritain, chokwadi chiripo ndechekuti patiri nhasi uno pekuti masanction ari illegal, takambopasvika apa mugaba achiripo pakakolekitwa 1 million masignatures, mapepa acho akazofurashiwa mupereti yetege namugabi zvashaya basa aona kuti zviri kudiwa kuti masanction abve akundikana kuzviita. Iyi hurumende yavamunangagwa iri kuziva chiri kudiwa, vakaudzwa vamunangagwa nehurumende yekuamerica kupfuurikidza neambasada wavo kunzi gadzirai mareforms, respectai kodzero dzevanhu, musangosunga vanhu, bvisai posta, bvisai izvo nezvozvo. Vanozviziva zvinodikanwa asi havasi kuda kuita izvozvo, sakai varida kumhanyisa mberi kuti ngavatange vabvisirwa masanction nekuti vavapote vachifamba nendege vachinodya uko nekunorapwa kunze kwenyika, isisi vana veZimbabwe tichitambura. Hakuna zvakadaro, ndezvekupenga zvavari kutitira izvo. Masanction iwaya anotobva kana varemekedza kodzero dzevanhu, kwete kuti vanoti vanhu vauya kuzochema umwe wavo vari kukoti vovasunga pamusoro pazvo votendoka voti hanzi munyika mune masanction. Sanction irimo muZimbabwe iZanu PF.
Kodwa Nyoni, siloku sikutabalonyola mumasanctions, uyamuzi umuvhutsi ukhona ecingweni uthi ngombono wakhe, one of the things as highlighted by ZANU PF over time and time again, especially ngesikhathi kaMgabe, is ama-sanctions seem to be something that's preventing i-growth eyomnotho welizwe. Awuboni ngani bangakhipha ama-sanctions umnotho welizwe ulakho ukuthuthuka na?
Hayi, ngitsho lokhu kangikuboni sibili, ngoba abantu laba babekwazi ukuthi kulento kuthiwa ngama-sanction ngelanga becabanga ukukhipha uMgabe, babekwazi ukuthi ama-sanction ngelanga lapha behlala phansi bebhala i-manifesto yabo besithi yithe sizawina ama-election, yithe sizabusa elizweni, babekwazi ukuthi ama-sanction akhona. So kathesi into esithintshileyo kuyini? Ama-sanction avela kudala ekhona la, into esithintshileyo kuyini? Ama-diamonds yena laba bathi khona sehlile kuthengisa ama-diamonds angaphi besithengise wona ukuthi nanka diamonds yethu, nanku umfanekiso wama-diamonds sehlile kukwagcinisa. Akula ngitsho le yoti i-diamond abakuthengisa yona, kodwa sebephenduka bejika besithi kena ama-sanction. Akula nje into yokuhlanya ngumbhede lowo ukuthi ama-sanction abaphambanisa ukubuza bona ne-corruption yabo kanye nokutsontsha imali yelizwe nokulutha yinto imbangela kuphela lapho.
So nina njengentsha ikakhulukazi abalwela ilungelo loluntu elizweni, ngomhlaka 25 ngolwesihlanu lizabe liphuma ngobuningi benu na?
Sisiya ngaphi? Sisiya kwenzani? Thina sivele siphila ngokuzisebenzela ngokuhasela lokhu esikutshoyo. Sabe sisithi siya kwenzani? Siyajoyina umbhede lo ofanana lokumatha nje edorobheni. Ukumatha esingakwenza mhlaka 25 ukumatha njengalokhu esakwenzayo ngoNovemba, ukumatha ukukhipha uhulumende kamnangagwa kanye neZANU PF, nothi ukumatha simathele umbhede ofanana nokumathela ama-sanctions.
Hayi, bamba kancane ecingweni Nyoni, asizweni ukuthi yena umuvuthi uthini. Farai, ukhona ecingweni angesibuthi?
Yeah, no, I think the first thing I can say is that umuntu osutha imali ENED kumbe iUSAID uzabona umbhedo and cannot always distinguish between what is of national critical interest and what is a political partisan issue. His concerns with Mnangagwa and the ZANU PF are separate to the national interest concerns that we are discussing. The sanctions, right, are like an imperial force. They are, in fact, an imperial force. You know, just to quote someone, I'd like to quote, what's his name, Fanon. Fanon once said something so critical, which I think is important for us to understand where we are in this juncture in as far as we're discussing sanctions. We see sanctions as a revenge to our post-colonial experience. And Cronon says, when a colonial and imperialist power is forced to give independence to a people, the imperialist power says, oh, you want independence? Then take it. But of course, die of hunger. And I'm paraphrasing Fanon here. But to amplify that, there's something that a professor of Ohio State University, John Muller, has says about sanctions. And he wrote this in the Foreign Affairs magazine in 1999, in the May to June edition. And he says, sanctions of mass destruction, this is the critical point, he says, it's an inexpensive, potent weapon to use against small and medium countries to inflict enormous pain as to ensure that a whole economy can be devastated. Now, I'm saying don't believe what ZANU-PF has to say about sanctions. Damn me, don't even believe what I have to say. Don't even forget what your own government have to say. Forget SADC. Listen to our American academics where you're based in Washington or State Ohio, what they have to say about sanctions. There is no piece of academic material that is cited that any time a superpower, such as America, uses a strategy such as sanctions on a smaller country, such as Zimbabwe, which is landlocked, by the way, an agro-based economy whose ecology relies on rainfall, and we have had two decades of no rainfall at all. Combine that with the fact that with an impediment to access capital to go towards intensive investments, because we have two critical industries, which is agriculture, which is capital intensive, and mining, which is capital intensive. To then say that in your logic, in this entire country with 92% literacy numeracy rate, that there is no nexus between the underdevelopment of our country and the sanctions that come from a global superpower, there is no nexus whatsoever, is almost laughable. And it does not give credit to the grand standing academic structures we have in our country. It's actually an insult to our parents' school fees, because it means that we have a deficit of logic. The fiscal waterboarding. Hold on, just two points. The fiscal waterboarding our country is facing are critical for us to understand it, and we need to separate the politics here. We need to depoliticize the discussion and look at it from a practical, logical, academic perspective, rather than making hogwash statements about wushanya we no akwanza kuban.
Okay, bamba ngale kwenye farai ni tatu mlaleli, and then I'll come back to you and it's put.
Yeah,
right, Zulukanda Baliamuzwa, Mnumzana Farai Mufuti, Oeva Ele Zanu PF. Kutonge zukti nilomlaleli ndukunzo ondile mtereri parunare, kola mtereri, ongenayo kuselo aru parunare ndiyan.
Yebo, mabukulumano sinyoni.
Yebo, Mnumzana, onjani?
Siya pila baba njani.
Ais pili ile, uute mbano kone kwenye?
South
Africa.
Yeah,
Baba. I see Ndlovini. Udabule khona ekhulumeni oluzwile asizweni umbono wakho.
Yebo baba, mina udaba umbono enginawo nje lapha njengisizana saseZimbabwe. Mina ngivumelana ukuthi ama-sanction kakhubeke khona ngoba umongameli lo osinayo thina uhlukumeza abantu, njengoba siyabona abantu bayashaywa ngamapholisa, abantu bayahlukunyezwa, okusho ukuthi ke khona ilizwe lethu alikakhululeki. Ingakho ke abantu abahlala izimali elizweni lekana bazosaba nabo ukuthi baze bezovula amakhampani ngoba bebona lokho kwenzeka elizweni. So kumanje kungcono bakhulumisane kube nama-reforms kuzokwazi ukuthi abantu bakhululeke elizweni, bezokwazi ukuthi ke ama-investors nawo akwazi ukungena ngokukhululeka. Yebo. Umuntu umbono enginawo ukuthi kungcono ke bahlale bakhulumisane namazwe aphesheya ayiwona ke aphethe umnotho ukuthi bengenza kanjani ukuthi ke bavumelane ngodaba lwama-reforms, ngoba kubuhlungu kakhulu sikubona kusenzeka ekhaya, abantu babulawa indlala, akulamanzi, akunamagesi kumanje. Kodwa yena uhulumende wathi yena sekuzovotwa, wathi yena khona within a year abantu bazothola imisebenzi, yonke into izolungisa. Kodwa kumanje sibona izwe liyafadakala, liyaphansi, okuthi sibuhlungu ukuthi ama-investors angeke ebe ne-interest yokuthi bazi bezo-investa imali zabo elizweni elifana naleziZimbabwe.
Kodwa Ndlovini, kuhlelo ecingweni besilo Mnumzana uFarai Mufuthi owebandla leZANU-PF, yena uthi udaba lukhona what in fact in SQ so that everybody understands. Uti ama sanctions is just as a note. We saw they're crippling umnotho welizwe. He went deeper, was our city high, especially when you look at a country like Zimbabwe that is agro based. You know, when you haven't received, you know, rains in such a long time. Isn't this part of Lagos Zitera that make it difficult with Elizwe, the Tolama loans are crippling umnotho welizwe. Ungathini ngalokho?
Ubudlelwano thina esilabo namazwe aphesheya bekungasibo udlelwano obuhle ngoba angeke ukuthi wena ufune usize iyo njengokuthi uyazi ukuthi elive naseZimbabwe ke kakhulukazi kulowo mongameli president bekangazwani nabantu abayebala lemhlophe kodwa-ke lokho yikhona okubulelekizwe kakhulu ngoba kumanje noma singakusho ukuthi as long kungekho ukuzwana kukhona ayikho inguquko esizoyibona iZimbabwe kuleyo nto kumele ba-create ubudlelwano then kuzokwazi ukukhulela phambili balungise izinto ngesivumelwano ngokusayina amaphepha ngoba kumanje baba iZimbabwe akulandelwa i-constitution law ngayibiza ngithini kodwa-ke niyangizwa kahle ukuthi ngizame ukuthimba.
Hayi, ngiyakuzwa Simeon, ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo wothi ngithathe omunye umlaleli kodwa thank you so much ngokungena kuhlelo. Come back next week angithi.
Siyabonga baba, siyabonga.
Right, hayi liyamuzwa Zulukandaba uyo Ndiva Ndlovu umo wevechidiki ari kuSouth Africa chizvarwa chekuZimbabwe apinda muchiro wangu abva ataurawoka maondro akafanana nemaondro avanyoni hanzi masanctions ngaagare kusvikira hurumende yeZimbabwe yarespekta kodzero dzevanhu munyika. Ngatinzwei kuti vanyoni vanoti tanzwa kuti vamuvhuti we're trying to get him back. Yetechnology inombonetsa sometimes, but let's go to Unyoni and then we'll go back to Ofarai. Nyoni usakhona ecingweni? Right, so abalaleli bayangena kuhlelo and they seem to be in agreement with you. Kodwa umbono kaFarai is not in agreement with any of both opinions that you guys have. Yena uFarai uthi qhube khuluma futhi.
Yabona uFarai into ayikhuluma inyayiso, but uFarai ukhuluma ngabantu ababhalayo njalo indaba zokubala yena engani ngaphethiya engekho lapha eZimbabwe. La yena uFarai lapha into ayilwelayo into ayikhalelayo lapha yikuthi abanye bakhe ngapha abezanu-PF bathone ukutshontsha izimali ngoba wathi ama-sanction la angakhitshwa masingakhohlwa ukuthi ama-sanction la kuthiwa ngama-targeted sanctions athagetha ama-individuals nama-companies aziwayo vele engophula umthetho. Khathesi singakhangela umuntu oyiresponsible ukudubula abantu ngo-August last year after my elections uMajor Lohan. Khathesi sebempromothile bamenza u-ambassador wangali ngaseTanzania atshabo ngoba vele bona kabalandi ukulandela umthetho ukuthi kajezise kaye phambili komthetho wandaba. So thina sithi hhayi asiqaleni ngokwenza ama-reforms kulandela umthetho silungise ilizwe libuyele gethi kureyo then sibese sizokhuluma ngendaba lezo ezokuthi ukutshontshwa abatshontshileyo kakhethi akula ngitsho lo yedwa obotshiwayo akula ngitsho lo yedwa kakhethi owavalekayo kumbe wathathelwa izimali zelizwe kodwa siyakwazi ukuthi imali iyatshontshwa. So bona bakhala ngokuthi ama-sanction alimaza ilizwe yeZimbabwe i-agrobase ye siyakwazi ukuthi izidera leyo abakhala ngayo bona bafuna ukutshontshwa imali nothi ukuthi ilizwe kuthiwa kule difference between izanu-PF kanye ne-national issue. Indaba yama-sanction le i-targeted ama-individuals yikho thina singabalekanga ilizwe sikhona lapho eZimbabwe noma kungaze kube buhlungu njani kodwa khethi siphila siphakathi kwelizwe leli ngoba siyakwazi ama-sanction kathi hluphile ke kodwa bona abafuna ukugada ama-frematina bephapha besiya khatshana le nokuya kudla imali zokutshontsha nokusebenzisa imali begcina imali ngaphandle yibo abazwa ubuhlungu. So thina njengabantwana beZimbabwe especially abatsha abasakhulayo masingavunywa ukusetshenziswa ngabantu laba abezanu-PF kumbe laba abazithi bona abafundile kumbe bakwazi kakhulu kuyobeya besitshele ukuthi izibani wabhala lokhu nalokhu nalokhu. Thina into eqiniso esiyazenyele ukuthi kule listi elamabizo namakhampani afakwayo kuma-sanctions la esiwathi ngama-targeted sanctions. So thina kusibamba ngaphi ukuthi sihlupha ngaphi ngoba thina vele sivele siyadibeka whether i-sanction or not sivele nje siyasidibekela. So kuyafana lokho.
Hayi, ngiyakuzwa ngiyakuzwa nyoni wathi ngikubamba umlomo kancane futhi ngiqale ngithatha umlaleli and then ufara his back on the line. So Zimbabwe muhle manzwa zwa maundro aba Charles Nyoni wechidiki anori records rodzwana asifuna kuti zvichokwadi ma comments nasi ari kunaya pamapage edu matatu pa VOA show na vanhu ari kunyora hanzi na Mthulisi Ncube disunity not sanctions is killing Zimbabwe. Umatro Nyoni uti well done Charles Nyoni akavumelani lombono ga mnumzana Farai Muvhutsi hanzi aiwa nyaya propaganda yanetsa Wilbert Mukori is saying Farai speaks a lot and he says a lot. Uchengetai uti watching you from Joburg kuri seko ku Jozoko ai wakana mchida upi na mchirongwa isai number chokufonra loka nyakabau avaisa number aruku South Africa chokufonra loka Lawrence Ncube la uti I'm watching you from skies going to Ziatu nga Lawrence nyabonga kakunu ngongena kuselo uloka upinde wapala wanzi saka kana mchitaza kupadara ma doctors ni ma teachers zinevanu wachitaza kukadzirisa nyayema getu ne mvura yaka chena zinu tu hanzi chekuita ma sanctions chiripo here ai watinotenda zvikuru nemaondo enyu Rashford waze wafakini nombolo yake wati call me sir tichakufonera mukoma Rashford tichiri panyaya imwe chete vatereri I have another caller ungenayo kuhlelo caller caller mutereri ndinomukamisira mutirongwa nyakwamukenda kuhlelo
ngiyaphila njani
msaka angiphilile ngibani okhona ecingweni
ngidingani sithole
sithole usichoma ungaphi futhi
ngisegoli
kunjani kwe-egoli
hayi egoli bokutshisa nje emalangeni kodwa hayi namhlanje ngingathi lifuna liyakhitiza nje lifuna ukunetha
eyi mina sithole please just send me some sand futhi sekuyagodola la
hayi ngapha sibe sipha ngokutshisa sithi mhlawumbe isoyisedumale egomora izono zethu sezifinyelele ezulwini
hayi ngiyakuzwa. So udabule khona egudwini sithole I'm sure uluzile ngempela a lot of points of
data ama sanctions
right sizweni phela umbono wakho buti
hayi ama sanctions angasuswa akaphindwe kasikhombisa nakasikhombisa ngoba izanthethi ifuna ukuzenzela umathanda phezulu nakwabantu abangenacala ayinazwelo nabantu bayisadikile kanti yona ingenjani kuni nani bezimbabwe bekhala betshaywa bethunjwa belinyazwa kungabi nje ikawelize linjani elingelazwelo labantu bayo so lama sanctions a-right kakhulu ngoba izani futhi yona ivuse ngokuthanda kwayo xa ungama-election iyafuna uthanda bayivotele ngenkani so ngama-sanction isadikunile sikhala kuyo ukuthi khona uma kusemazweni sibalekelweni izani pf ngayi wayi ngokuthi ngoba siyesaba ukuthi kube le mpi but sizabe sizwela abantu ukuthi abantu baphinde bahlupheke kabili akukho right yona izani pf ayilalele nayi yona icabanga ukuthi nazenzela umathanda ama-sanctions vele aphinde futhi aphinde afakwe futhi aphinde afakwe ngoba ayilalungelo lokuthi khona manje abantu bavile ukuthi bathengisele emgwaqweni elizweni la ekuthiwa ilizwe lenkululeko
kodwa sithole nangumongameli ushilo wathi ngolwesihlanu uphumani ngobunengibeli liyotshengisela
hayi kakhohlwe otha abantu akakhohlwe ukuthi abantu baphume ngoba befunti bona ngingabuza ukuthi ama-diamond blood diamond abantu unkulunkulu baphila abantu babulawa abantu kwathiwa kuthatha amaplazi aphiwa abantu ethathelwa amathiwa kadelima abantu besidla besutha besebenza namhlanje abantu bahlupheka imali engena eborda iyathatha igovernment idle abantu bazenzela amabhizinisi bancindezela namhlanje nje izimbabwini ebifithu i-Afrika yonke isadithi ingadlali ngempilo zabantu ayingadlali ngempilo zabantu eqiniseni elithi isadithi leyi angazi ukuthi izanu noma inika imali noma kukhona okwenzakalayo ngoba iy'mpilo zabantu ziqakathekile ezabantwana bezimbabwe aluba umnankagwa akalalele abantu khona manje uthi into wafaka amakhwati akhe akalandaba nabantu
hayi siyakuzwa sithole ngiyabonga isikhathi yiso sesidliwe ebhodi kulabanye abafisa ukungena kuhlelo ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo
hayi ngiyabonga kakhulu umsakazi wami omuhle
no problem next week godoka bhodi
kakhulu
right Zimbabwe muhle that was umnumzana sithole basithole bari kuti hanzi aiwa pamberi pamberi nema sanctions ga gararipo kusvikira mamirira akaita upfumi wenyika kusvikira mamirira akaita zvinhu patotaura nenyaya yekumbunyikidzwa kodzero dzevanhu munyika hanzi kusvikira zvese izvozvo zvachinja sanctions is as in fact kana muchida ngavauwedzere tudzei maondero enyu chitele nombono wenu maelana nodavo nekone kudwini kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa mukwanisa kunifonera pa +12026192077 ndilako njalo utumizele mulaizero kuwhatsapp kunombono izoti +12026503188 but I have another guest ongenayo kuhlelo ongisakhulayo owebandla eliphikisayo ibandla ele MDC usecretary general owe youth umnumzana uGift Ostalo Siziba. Siziba, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo futhi unjani?
Hayi, ngiyabonga linjani balaleli.
Hayi, ngilethemba lokuthi abalaleli bashap, bashwi, bashwi, wena unjani? Ostalos?
Yes,
my friend. Oh, uyangizwa, okay. So, udabula khona ebhudwini, Gift, siyezi uhulumende, they are saying ukuthi mhlaka 25, the whole country is on public holiday, kuthiwa abantu kumele baphume ngobuningi babo, betshengisela, as they partake in, you know, the anti-sanctions campaign that was set up by SATA, because Zimbabwe is part of them, but mhlaka 25, anti-sanctions, we must show the world they're not happy with the sanctions placed on specific entities in Zimbabwe. Nina njenge encha, who are part of the opposition, lekuthatha njani lokho?
Our position is very clear. The sanctions require is an exhausted Mkodoi narrative by people who
are Ostalos, Ostalos.
So ama sanctions are so interesting idea Mr. ukuqhubekela phambili kwemkhono minxa kulabantu abakwazi ukusebenza. Ungahamba eCuba ama sanctions kakhulu kodwa bayakwanise ukuprogressa in terms of the economic and social agenda. Yindaba yokuqala. Okwesibili ama sanctions aseZimbabwe ama sanctions aphiwa akuthiwa ngama travel bans kuma individuals abukhulumende abatshontsha imali and iAmerica yakufaka kwaba sobala kuba namacala abo yilawa into zokuncindezelwa kwamalungelo abantu into zokutshontshwa kwezimali corruption njalo futhi kwasho kumniso ke le nkampani zabo eziyizo ezibanceda ukubana beqhubekele phambili benyindezela abantu akula nkampani yelizwe ekuthiwa yinkampani kuma-sanctions ngaphandle kwenkampani zalaba abangamasela. So yikho mina ngitheke kwiyi-narrative yabantu abayehlulekileyo abathi bona ngama-sanctions. Yikho thina njengebandla eliphikisayo njengabatsha sime endaweni inye mayelana nokubana-ke angeke siye kumatshi siyetshengisela kuma-sanctions ngenxa yokuthi okukhoza ama-sanctions kukuyazihlala umhlaba wonke jikelele. Ungamiwa ukutshontsha kwezimali asisoze saphakala ngama-sanctions. Ngikhuluma kunjalo ngikhuluma ngesikhathi lesi lo makombela arizivishe omunye wabatsha bethu abathungamela ku-national executive ophuma ejele namhlanje ngesikhathi sona esibhadale ekubili kajesu besemajele ngendaba yokubana babonakala ekhoti bebuza ukubana-ke obuleweyo akade sesandleni lamapolisa wangena eqinile ucomrade yaphathwa kodwa uphume seisidumbu emapolisini bese lisithi lina akula nto yokuncindezelwa kwamalungelo abantu sile nto ezinto ezenzakale namhlanje la izolo. So lokhu kuyatshengisela ukubana hhayi indaba yama-sanction abafuna ukuyamatsha bafuna ukuthi usanyathwe obulala abantu ngo-agasti edubula umbhobho nguye amasotha wakomanda ukuthi bedubula i-presidential guard babulala abantu sebulala abantu kwasepromote ukuthi hhayi sesimpromotile ama-ranks siyaphezulu wabe sefaka kuma-sanctions list. Mina bengisiyamatsha njani ngahlala echigurubhi more than 3 months ngendaba yokubanjwa ngathotsha ezanupf headquarters ama sanctions efakwe abantu abanjalo bese sinase masuit lekisi yena emason nakagwazi khulume na umlomo wakhe ubana hayi singasoli ama sanctions ekaqala inew dispensation sokunzima namhla efuna ukudrinka indaba yama sanctions.
Mhm. Hayi, sizoba ngicela ubambe kancane icingweni ngithatha umlaleli and then I'll come back to you. Angithi futhi. Right, Zimbabwe Musa, that was our gift. Osalo Siziba, he is the MDC Youth League Secretary General. Laye uthi hayi, ngolwesihlanu, muswa 25 October, and isu 70 league bebathole MDC athi sikupinda migwagwa athi sinoratidzira, and athi wirirani nemahondro zviri kutaurwa nehurumende. Kodwa asizoni ukuthi umlaleli yena uthini ngodabule connect kudwini, ngathi nzoye ukuthi mthereri ari kuti chi. Kola kola mthereri, ongenayo kuhlelo ari pari nari ndiye.
Ya ndimukoma hari.
Mati ari pari nari ndiani?
Mukoma hari pa South Africa.
Mukoma hari kurise iko ku South Africa muri kufundira muri kupfuka ku South Africa.
Ya ndiri mu Joburg.
Right, saka mukoma hari vechidiki vanorora kodzero dzevanhu munyika uyezve vechidiki vebato rinopikisa re MDC. Vari kuti haiwa chekutanga musa 25 vari kubuda chinoratidzira hanzi musatsanisa nguva yenyu nekuti hanzi nemaonero avo zvinhu hapana zvazvichachinja asi wechidiki webato rezanu PF ari kuti hanzi nyaya yemasanctions iyi haa hashtag sanctions must fall nekuti hanzi ndizvo zviri kunetsa ndizvo zviri kuuraya upfumi hwenyika imunoti inazvo izvozvo
ndinobvumirana neavo vari kuti kuenda kunomacha kutambisa nguva
yinda
nekuti ndikatarisa dambudziko ratinaro muZimbabwe harisi remasanctions inyaya yekuti tine vanhu vekuti vanoti murimi ari mafodya yake vanomupa mabondi paper asingatenge fertilizer ivo votora forex munhu auya kuzotenga fodya muZimbabwe auya neus auya neforeign currency then isusu topa murimi mari isingatenge chinhu tine vanhu vekuti vari kukoshesa diamond kudarika upenyu hwemunhu kuti munhu ngaarunonembwa kusvika afa nenyaya yekuti mwana wemuZimbabwe anhunga dombo saka isusu izvozvo ndonyaya dziri kunetsa Zimbabwe masanctions yese ariko but dhizi riri kushayikwa muZimbabwe riri kutengeswa kubeira uku nekusouth africa all over musadak region but Zimbabwe haina mari yekutenga fido but after that vanhu vanoita mudungu wekukwira majesi kubuda munyika vakateedzana vachibuda madelegations ekuti ukanamba yacho unonyara kuti kuvanhu vanoenda kumusangano weUnited Nations vakawanda kudaro zvigobatsirei nyika saka isusu ndikutotsigira ava vari kutaura kuti aiva avo varifunda hatingati masanctions matravel ban on individuals because masanctions aya haana kubata nyika yese
asiabata
ivava vane upinya
mukoma here ndikubvunzei kwamuri kusouth africa ikoko mutungamiriri wenyika vasiro ramaposa navowo vakati hanzi pasi nemasanctions kuzimbabwe ndokuti navowo senhengo yesangano resadak vari kuti hanzi ndizvo izvozvo zviri kuita kuti zimbabwe isvisvikane nekuti sezvambotaurwawo newechidiki webato rezanu pf zimbabwe for example masanctions akafanana nanazidhera anoita kuti zvinetse kuti zimbabwe iwane mari yekushandisa as my loans kuitira kuti vagadzirisewo nyaya dziri kunetsa munyika
ya dambudziko hombe ratinaro musadak ndeyekuti nyika dzakaita sana south africa kushupika kwezimbabwe dzinobhenefita zvakanyanyisa vanowana cheap labor vanowana red market for their products macookery oil sipo whatever zviri kutengwa zvisingaite kuzimbabwe bhonzi kuzimbabwe hakuna industry sadak yaive nevatungamiriri vashoma vakaita sakama and dileti lezimwana wasa vaitaura kuti no apa pamakanganisa apa itai zvakati nezvakati but the rest varipo apa vanongopembedzana but zimbabwe iri kushandiswa nana south africa they are benefiting the situation in zimbabwe
iwoo
kuti wanti zimbabwe yanaka all the people are going to run away from south africa and their products dziri kutengwa muzimbabwe zimbabwe will be producing its own products so sadak hatingaitendi apa
aiwa takunzwa zvakanaka mukoma hari tinotenda zvikuru nekufondera kwamuri kusouth africa ikoko
I understand that. No go to tender when a good kitchen is a missing a beer, a magare, a yore, a no, and a rata or a paraku quad, when a massachin. You took a chairman a war rule. You don't rata or opa, paraku quad, one hour.
Hai wachakunzwa ere gaiti tuero umuomtere arupina mchurongwa. So Zimbabwe mwuse ndo ngu heri ongu sakulayo la uwele South Africa. He was touched on several different issues. Goto uti hai utandu kutata lezi tufunguti asimu ngeti na jengo msakazi wa Studio 7. Nye ngu uti we broadcast nila tele tena upindo wati. Ongu sakulayo lo uwewa nde ele zano PF kumele akasise. Uti gashe gashe hashtag why should the sanctions go down. So asimu uti yena Farai Utin, what are you connected to? It's been a minute. Farai, who's that connected to?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. So a lot of stuff has come about since we last had you here. One central thing that seems to keep coming off is the issue of corruption. Now, Zwechokwadi Tagona Mtungami Ruenyika, Uwumongameli Emerson Mnangagwa, he seemed to make his position very clear when it comes to Utaba, Lue, Nkoshaga, Lue, corruption. Kodwa i-corruption ilokhu iqhubekela phambili elizweni. One of the terms or one of the things that seems to be holding on and keeping the sanctions on is udaba lwenkohlakalo, udaba loku broken human rights elizweni and more. So what needs to be done to move this issue forward to ensure
ukuthi I think firstly we have to establish what the actual critical rationale for a sanction is.
Mm.
Firstly, look at when they were introduced. They were introduced in 2001. In 2001, that's when we began to experience an economic meltdown. It didn't happen before. The economic meltdown happened after the introduction of the sanction. So if anyone's rationale is that the sanction had no impact or that does not lead to a causation of the many fault lines that we are discussing, let me just finish. We can debate.
People are not saying ukuthi that's not the reason. Bayavuma ukuthi yebo ngempela there's a relationship. Kodwa bathi uhulumende kumele aqale ahloniphe amalungelo abantu. Uhulumende kumele aqale
ayimsebenzi amalungelo. Okay. So, but it was important. It's critical ukuthi I establish that point because the rationale of many of the arguments I've been hearing is that the sanctions have no relationship to the economic meltdown. Now, if you're saying that my colleagues on the panel accept, and on those who came in here disparaging the need for an anti-sanctions must fall movement, that there's no nexus, there's no relationship between the economic meltdown and the sanctions. But if you agree on that, then I can move on.
Aye.
Well, earlier I made the point that it is important that we separate two issues here.
Mm-hmm.
Firstly, it is not up to America or any country. We're not a vassal state that whose basis of existence and reform and progression is going to be determined by another country. And if any person within the opposition or in the political landscape is going to rely heavily on the whims and the intent of reform that is ushered in by America, then why should they be in opposition in the first place? It is their duty to agitate for reform in parliament. The only way we can strengthen the agenda of reform or strengthen our institutions is when the opposition takes its course and plays its role. Yes, it is not to suggest that when America has issues, and also, what is an oxymoron of sorts is that how are human rights, a person merely concerned about human rights, going to use a country that has a terrible, appalling human rights record, such as the United States, if one is to consider Guantanamo Bay, if one is to consider Iraq, if one is to consider Libya, through their geopolitical insufficiency and insubordinacy, if even one is to consider the worsening crisis in Syria, look at the police brutality that are happening to our own people, black men, black women, being abused in that very country, and then they are to yet usher in the reform agenda for us. Who taught them democracy when we fought against that very same the very same partners of coloniality? Then they are to teach us what reform is. No, reform has to come from us, the people. The same way we led Chimurenga 2 and welcomed this democracy is the only way that we can caucus together as the people of Zimbabwe to lead that particular reform agenda. If it is led by someone else, we are not going to be helped.
So far,
the solutions let me just finish. The systematic solution that we're advocating for, or that people want to agitate for, be it in an institutional perspective, from an institutional perspective, in a democratic sense, are better strengthened and safeguarded by us, the Zimbabweans. Mm-hmm. So I am saying that there cannot be a relationship between sanctions. Sanctions cannot be used as a bargaining chip to reform. What it does is it places the opposition at a disadvantage. They will create a sense of anarchy because people will not feel represented because there's not no one who's agitating and arguing for the plight of their constituency. ZANU-PF, and remember, sanctions are indiscriminate. They attack ZANU-PF members as a consequence of our inability for funding and the weaknessing and the weakening of our banking financial institutions due to the fact of us being impeded by a global financial power. Surely, the issues pertaining to accessing chemicals to sanitize our water is going to affect a ZANU-PF and MDC person. That's why I'm saying that in this particular, on this issue, the MDC have got it wrong, as they've often done. They called the sanctions, not realizing that they would have such an impediment, such a shock to their system, to the nationhood. Because if one is to argue, like one more point, if one is to argue that these sanctions are just targeting one person or two people in ZANU-PF, the problem is because ZANU-PF is the ruling party. They work as a deterrent to attract the very same investment we need to grow the economy and equally build the democratic institutions you rely upon so heavily to ensure that we can equally account and be transparent as to the level of efficacy that we once were at.
All right. What's in Mbambo Mlomo Puti? So, ngiyazokuthini lo mlalelo ongenayo kuhlelo, sokusele 4 minutes vele, wathi umlaleli akhulume bese sicuba uhlelo. Khona kwa lamthelela ripari na Rendian.
Hello, it's Jeff from Liverpool.
Hey, Jeff, how you doing, bud?
I'm all right. I'm doing well. How's you?
I'm great. So, Jeff, the issue of sanctions seems to be the topic of discussion today. Tell us what you think.
Right. In Seguna Konguga, Masachis, they're doing a great job. If you see the government making such moves, the Guti, we are declaring the 25th of October to be a public holiday to fight against this, which means it's working. Because, number one, you should ask yourself, what are sanctions? What are they for? What have we done? And what should we do for them to be removed? The Americans can't just come one day. The Zimbabwean government must have done something for them to take action. Those are Haiti.
Right. It's like
so these guys now want, because most of these guys control these financial institutions. They go and loot. They take money from the people. They go and bank. So that loophole they used to have to take that money outside of Zimbabwe and invest it offshore.
Especially the ordinary person in Zimbabwe, arikutaiwa wangu murukisa ma sanctions kune munhu akafana na mutungamiriri wenyika va Emmerson Mnangagwa uye zve vachiwenga asi tichitarisa nyaya yekuti vanhu vazhinji varikugara munyika the ordinary person havana mari yekuti vakarwara voenda havo kuChina vakarwara voitawo zvavanoda vanongopindawo mutego voenda ivo vamuri kuisira masanctions vane mari vanokwanisa kuzviita izvozvo saka zvino ivo vanhu vakafanana navamvuti vari kuabva vachiti mukabvisa zvirango izvozvo munhu the ordinary person anobva awanawo mukana wekuwanawo health care iri nani mungatiina zveizvozvo sezvo muri tinda achengete masanctions
right. I will say this. Masanctions are a guy. They don't have to do it in my life or in Zimbabwe. It's the government. My sanctions are there towards the government of Zimbabwe. They told people not to visa US dollar. They came up with the bond note and everything. They are controlling the economy. So if people can't access money, you could try and another money came to bank. I think that in Amari, the problem is government. Quite my sanctions. Because I'm supposed to access my money in bank with no rap. I'm supposed to earn enough for me to go with you know on a health care. So these all problems are being caused by the government. So I don't know if I think I get the good. No, it's all about Tikangweta deal with corruption. If there's the rule of law, stop abusing human rights, things will work in Zimbabwe. We need to tackle those things.
All right, Mkoma Jeff, tinotenda zvikuru. Aiwa, nguva ndiyo inenge yadyanana. Ndirikuona kuti
hapa. One more word.
You have 10 seconds, bro. 10 seconds.
I think, okay, 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, guys. Firstly, sanctions, if a whole government, right, his responsibility is to be able to distribute, to assume the distributive income, to distribute wealth.
I have to wrap it up now, bro.
But if it's impeded, then it can't do anything.
All right. Well, Zimbabwe Bushe, Mazo Kupakuna Farai Muvuti, Mukanzo Karakuna Charles Nyoni, Uyeze, Ostalo Siziva. Thank you so much to everyone who joined us today. Pachirongwa Z Connection. Good night, Zimbabwe Bushe. Bye-bye.